Blog Talk Radio. Conversation where we again get to jump across the pond, and this time we jump across the pond and then we actually cross a little bit more of land. Today we are talking with someone in the Netherlands, the wonderful animator and artist Annika Kamstra. She's talking to us from, now you are in or near Amsterdam, Annika?
Hello, here's Annika. I'm in the center of Amsterdam.
Oh boy. Well, it's a really interesting city. I've been in the airport a couple of times, but of course that's not Amsterdam. But I actually had the opportunity once on a sort of a summer in Europe trip to go to Amsterdam, and it was quite an interesting city with the canals and looking at the architecture. I really enjoyed things such as that, and just quite a different feel and community, of course, than from most things in the United States. And at the time that I went, it was I only got to spend, I think, 2.5 days there, and then we went elsewhere. But I thought, oh, lovely city, and I know that you have quite an community in Amsterdam. So now, is this where you are originally from?
No, I'm from the north of Holland, but I have lived here now for more than 40 years, so Amsterdam really feels like my home.
Okay. I also am aware of another place. I was talking with you just before the show about it, called Zandvoort. I was supposed to go there, and I still will get there with a number of friends who are Dutch. It's a beach area, Zandvoort, Zandvoort.
There is a strange echo on the line. Well, okay, let me try to understand what you say.
I was talking about a beach area near Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
Called
it Zandvoort. Might be Zandvoort.
Yes, that's what I think
Zandvoort?
You're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes. So I will still get there and meet my friends there, and maybe you will join us one day.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
It's all right. It's nice to be at the beach.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I really, I mean, as I've said to you, I have had the experience of living in Denmark, in Copenhagen. So I'm totally accustomed to accents and dialects, and I'm sure that we'll understand each other quite well in this time that we have together. So I wanted to kind of, your biography is quite interesting. You have traveled a lot.
Yes.
Been taking part in lots of expositions. Can you talk a little bit about how traveling has affected or been a part of your work as an artist?
Yes. I have worked with a lot of international artists here in Amsterdam, that is in the Bijlmer, which we call the black part of Amsterdam. the colored part, and we were working there with a really nice international collection of artists coming from all over the world. And we were hopping, you can say, from old building to old building, because that was where we could work for nearly no money. And it was really a great time, because we had a lot of room to work. We didn't have to pay much, and we could show the people around us what we were doing. So that was a very good time for me. And
yes.
Also,
and
I've been...
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Go ahead.
Yes, Barrett?
No, you were saying something.
Yes, about working in France, which is always, you think that that in France people are working. Are French, but it's also very internationally. So I, for instance, have been sculpting there, also in Italy and in Portugal. It looks like everybody in Europe, at least, is going over all the places, going everywhere to work and work with people together. It's very nice.
Well, that is something that actually... I have found to be such a great joy, and it was very eye-opening for me when I first really, really began to do extensive traveling. I started traveling in the 80s, and in the 90s, I first got to Europe one summer in the late 90s. And I began to see how, because the countries, we don't quite grasp it in the United States, where we are one big landmass, and although we are 50 states, we speak the same language and have one collective kind of culture, even if we have smaller cultures. But in Europe, you know, you can walk, you know, a few kilometers and be in the next country. And people don't quite always understand that. And so when I did visit Europe, I realized how, you know, people knew the language of their country, the language of the neighboring countries, and another language, and they were communicating and working together, collaborating on things. So I do can understand, yes, quite an international community.
And a big advantage of that is that we have learned to speak English very early.
Yes. Yes.
So that makes it possible for us, for instance, to work on the internet very easy, because it is something you have learned. If you wanted to meet friends from Germany or from Portugal or from France, you would have to talk English.
Okay, yes. So that too, yes. People don't always understand that. Pretty much in Europe, everyone pretty much knows English. It's a very predominant language.
Yeah.
I have French as a second language, and Danish is my third language, spoken language.
Okay, that's very special for an American.
Yes, it is. It is very, very unusual.
Yeah.
I was interested, you mentioned about an international community of sculptors in Italy. I was quite interested in that experience because in my trip to Italy, I had been to the Galleria degli Uffizi and a couple other places, and I was astounded by the work.
Yeah.
Are you there? Yes.
Yeah, oh, yes.
So, I mean, is it a large sculpting community?
I have trouble to find when you are stopping, so please. But now it's clear. You wanted to hear about my Italian experience, right?
Yes.
It is... ask it again, please, Barrett.
So wondered if you could describe a bit about your experience in Italy, especially with the sculptors.
Yes. That was a very, very, very... it was in a village in the mountains. It was very special because everybody was working in marble, and marble is the hardest stone that there is. It means that, like, if you are using... if you are working in marble with your hands, with a hammer and a chisel, you are sort of hammering in your mirror. It's a very emotional thing. And then it was in a surrounding where you could say, Michelangelo has worked here. And you could look up at the mountains, and there you saw these big, big marble places where they get the marble. And then you would work together with a very international group of people who are doing all the same. And of course, in the evening, you would have this great Italian dinners and a lot of wine and a lot of fun. I think it was one of the best times of my life.
Okay. And now let's talk a little bit about you've done that, but is there a particular medium of yours? I think I've seen some of your paintings. What would
yes.
you say is your medium?
Well, I have started out with painting and drawing, always very colorful and always a lot of time with animals. And then it would be animals who would express something human. So, or it would be a combination of a human and an animal. And I would try to put the difference between them in the different, well, for instance, the animal would have the women's side and the women would have the male side, or, you know, contradictory things. But I also made, for instance, about 90, I think, pig's portraits, and they are all different. And they all had different emotions. And what nice about that was that, for instance, if children saw them, they could say, they could react to it. First of all, there were pigs, but then they had different emotions. So they would say, oh, this pig is in love, or this pig looks angry. So it was a very nice way to get over the distance between children and people and art, which has always such a big name.
Okay. Wow. I really admire someone who can put something into something visual like that to begin to work with art. Now, I want to talk a little bit more just about you and then about something that you're doing which regards how we came into contact, but I want to take a little bit of a break first. So let's take a break. If you want to dial out and then dial back in to see if you get a clearer connection, you can do that during the commercial break. So everyone, we'll be back in about 90 seconds with animator and artist Annika Kamstra of Amsterdam. Welcome back to Live with Barrett. We're having a conversation with animator and artist Annika Kamstra of the Netherlands. I am your host, Barrett Clemenson-Powell, and this is one of a series of interviews that I have been doing, even just really more conversations with entrepreneurial women who are doing different things in this world. They are doing what they love. They are making money at it. They are changing the world with their talents, their gifts, their skills, and their abilities. So, Annika, there in Amsterdam,
yes.
You are, wow, you. I was looking at your biography, and you are a woman who really has persevered. You are a two-time breast cancer survivor, if you don't mind saying that.
No,
yes.
That's okay.
And
because it's important in my life experience.
Intense. Yes. Can you speak a little bit to what you took away, have taken away from those experiences?
Yes.
What you've learned from that?
I think it is, of course, a very hard experience, but it's also appreciate life much more. And really in a day-to-day basis. So I really am, in a way, more happy because I'm trying to be more here and now and not have any expectations for the future. And that made it also possible for me to really go for what I want to do, what I think is important. For instance, now with my animations, it's really important for me to get people started. So that if they don't dare, I will try to get them to dare to start with animations. Or if people want to write a book, that is really my mission now. If people want to write a book and they have it in their head all their lives, I want them to help to start, make it easy, because it is not so difficult, especially not in this time. So this breast cancer helped me a lot to concentrate and focus and also enjoy life, enjoy the simple things of life.
Wow. I think those are incredible lessons and very, what I hear you saying, Annika, is that it, from those experiences, you have become quite authentic, living in the now, doing what you need to do now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's definitely very important, to get about what your calling is, to get about what it is that you want to do, you want to accomplish in this life, and to not put it
and
off,
don't be afraid,
until the future.
Don't be afraid. You can always be afraid later. Do it now. Well, I think you know, Barrett.
Yes. And I noticed also, Annika, my experience of you, just from meeting you, you know, within the group where we connected, is that you're also a very calm person. Calm, C-A-L-M,
mm-hmm.
that you don't fall into crisis quickly, that I think that's a great way of being, to even when there is something that might be stressful, you know, you have to take it calmly. You have to approach things with an even balance.
Yes. But I also think that you should find joy. That you know, all these duties that you have and all these things that you think you have to do. I always say now in these days, joy first. So maybe I should call back 10 people. Well, I start telling people, sorry, but I have to do this first. And I'm not putting myself in this harness of how you should behave. And that's really something, a winning point, you can say, from being very ill, and I think everybody knows that, and also everybody who has lost people. Important things become clearer. And joy is one of them. Having fun. Fun is one of my favorite words. And you know why I love doing these animations so much is because I can be very associated with it, and I really have a lot of fun with it. And it's what I want to give people too. If you start to work on these animations, you can make so easily these very professional looking animations, but also there's a lot of fun in it. And that combination of easy to make, professional looking, and fun is what I like about these new animation softwares.
Yes. Now, so as you can gather, if you've been listening, Annika works with animation. Can you talk about, you are teaching animation through some
yes.
online courses on Udemy, which is
yes.
udemy.com for those who are listening. And Annika has four different courses, and you talk about a software there called Explaindio, if I'm saying it right.
Yes.
Can you
yes.
talk a little bit about how that software works? I mean, how could I make something on there?
Yeah. Suppose, I know you have courses on Udemy as well, and then you have to present
yes.
yourself. People don't
yes.
know you, and you have to present yourself in a very short video. Then you can start this video with, for instance, a few persons who are talking, animated characters, or you can have some sentences, but they are moving. And normally it's very difficult to do that with music under it. And normally it's very difficult to do that, but in this software it's really very easy. So you can start with, suppose you are teaching about cats. Then you can make a little animation about a white cat, and you let the cat say something. You know, then you tell a little story, whether you want to sell something or you want to present yourself or you want to explain something in a very short movie for 1 or 2 minutes. That's what you can
so
do
would
in
I
the software.
Do would I put audio, would I be talking and it would look as though the animation or animated figure is talking, or would I just put audio over, like, for example, talk about what the cats are doing?
Well, that's what I do. I have a voiceover, and then I make images with it. I make a sort of story. I let people walk from one side to the other, or I put things in it or that jump up or... But it's not really exactly like moving your mouth and coming the words out of it. That is more complicated. This is really the simplest software to learn.
Okay. So you one of your courses says also another software called Powtoon?
Yes. I love Powtoon. Really. If you go to powtoon.com, you can see immediately why that is. Powtoon also has a free version, so that is a perfect place to start. Go to powtoon.com and look what is there. There are such nice animations that you can make very fast yourself. For instance, they have templates. And a template about introducing a teacher. I am your new teacher this year for school. And then there is about 1 or 2 minutes. They have already pre-arranged that. You just have to fill in the text.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's difficult to explain on radio.
I can kind of see that in my mind. Powtoon.
Yeah.
That's Powtoon, like Pow
yes.
from Powell, or my last name, and Toon, the end of cartoon, folks. That's Powtoon.com. So there's a free version of it. Is there a free version of Explaindio?
No. Explaindio is relative cheap software. But they are remaking it, and then it will have a monthly fee as well. So if you want to start with this sort of software, start with Powtoon, because you can get a feel of it. And I have a course on that. That is it's called Become an Animation Creator with Powtoon. Free, fast, and easy. And that is really the basics. You can follow me step by step. You open the program, then you do this, then you do that. And within an hour or two, you really have your own animation that you can use. You can use it for your family.
Okay, and that's your course, Become an Animation Creator with Powtoon. Free,
yes.
Fast, and easy.
Yes. I have,
yes.
By the way,
okay.
A special coupon made for your audience. And if you use the word Barrett, so your name, if you use the word your name, your front, first name, in the coupon code place, then people don't pay $97, but only $19.
Okay, that's wonderful. If you want to take Annika's course, become an animation creator?
And all four of them.
For any of her four courses.
Yes.
Just use my first name, Barrett, as the code, Barrett. And instead of paying $97, you will pay $19. That's an awesome deal. That is really fantastic. And there are four courses. Become an animation creator with Powtoon, free, fast, and easy. Explaindio, boost your sales with animated video. Outsourcing for Kindle in 7 Steps, a published author, and Make Money with Explaindio, Sparkle, VideoScribe, and Powtoon. So that's a wonderful offer. And on that note, let's take a break here and come back in about 90 seconds and talk some more with Annika Kamstra, an animation animator and artist from Amsterdam. This is Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and we'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and we are talking today with Annika Kamstra. She is an animator and an artist with global experience. She's worked in a number of mediums, sculpting, painting, animation, different things. She is a, as she says, cultural mixed artist in Bijlmer, Amsterdam. So, Annika, we've been talking about this wonderful piece of software, Explaindio and Powtoon. And one of your courses, it is put out there that people can boost their sales with animated video. So when you say boost your sales, also, are you talking about boosting your sales for only online courses or that people can boost their sales in general in making presentations with animation?
No, you can use it. You can use it for everything where you have your marketing. If you do, for instance, local marketing, you could make small animations, you could take them to the local restaurants or the garage or, you know, the local holiday hotel.
Okay.
And
so if you're
you
advertising a restaurant, camps, anything.
Yeah. You could go there and you could show them how you can put in their names, because everybody has a website these days. Eh? All small business, all big businesses, everybody has a website, and they need the website, because if you go out for dinner, you go look first at the website. What is this restaurant about? If you have a little animation there, then it is easier to keep people on your website. You can explain a little bit what your restaurant is. You can try to tell something about the menu, things like that. And you can very easily use this as a short profession in itself. So for every form of marketing, it is useful, because people are looking for video. Everybody needs video in their marketing, and this is the easiest way to make video. You don't have to be with your head on the camera. You don't have to, excuse me, do very complicated things with live audio or editing. You just can make small animations and have a small video on your website.
There may be many people who actually like that much better, because they don't want someone to hear their voice, or they think that they look odd, or they're worried about how they look. So animation could be a great alternative then for creating something dynamic on your website.
Absolutely, yes. And why this software is only available for the last, let's say 3-4 years, 2 years. And that's very fascinating, because it's really possible to make a good-looking animation without a steep learning curve. You have to learn the first steps. But after that, you can really start playing with it, and you get a result very fast. And it used to be so that for these sort of videos, you used to have to hire people, and they would ask about, $500 for half a minute or $1,000 for half a minute. And now you can do it yourself. Yeah, I really liked it, and they really look good.
My goodness. Yes, it that's one of the things that I've really come to love, is about just our advancing technology in everything. There are so many things we can do ourselves right now. In fact, even this very moment, if I wanted to do a radio interview 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, I had to go to a radio station and rent studio time and a producer's time in order to, you know, a studio engineer's time to, in order to be able just to do this interview.
Yeah, and that is what I love about the internet, that it is in a way makes it much more possible for normal people who don't have a lot of money to start to learn these things and use them for themselves and earn a little bit of money, or really get to be a freelancer. I think it is a fantastic time at this moment to start doing things online. What do you think?
Yes, and entrepreneurship, that's something that definitely is affecting you, because you are near retirement age, correct?
I just became 65, and that is this week, and that is retirement age in Holland.
Happy birthday. How do we say happy birthday in Dutch?
Hartelijk gefeliciteerd.
Oh, boy. I had enough with Toluca. In Danish, it's Toluca for din fødselsdagen.
Okay.
Toluca for fødselsdagen.
Yeah, great, great.
But yeah.
But
so
what I can do now, and what is I think is well, it makes me happy and also more relaxed. I have a little pension, but you know, artists never get rich, so I have a little pension,
right.
But it is not enough for, you know, to live normally. Not enough to have a car and a dog and go travel a little bit.
You mean, only a few artists get the Di Medici family to be their patron and support them so well, you know, that they have time to hang around and paint the Sistine Chapel.
But most artists just, come by. I don't know how that's called in English. But I am really feeling more independent now that I'm a teacher on Udemy. I can make my courses. I can do something useful. And I think I help people. And at the same time, I get the feeling that I can breathe, that there is a little bit more money in the world for me, even after I retire. And it's you can do it in your own tempo, in your own time. You can work very hard. Well, that's what I keep doing all the time, of course. But you can also say, well, let's work a half day and see where we get. And it's a democratic world on the internet. It's not easy. It's not easy to make money on the internet. But if you go about it and just follow your heart and then work hard, it is very much possible.
But that's easy. But don't you think that's easy if you decide to, if you follow your heart and you do what is your passion and you do what it is that you love, then it isn't hard. Because you can find a way.
Still hard. Yes, but it's still hard because you have to find the right platform. There are also parts of the internet where it is very difficult, where there's a lot of competition. And it's not so easy to stand out. I mean, the internet world is also very fast, very, very big world.
There are a lot of changes, that come. Yeah. There are a lot of changes that come very quickly.
Yeah.
But yes, so you do have this opportunity, and that is one thing about entrepreneurship. So you have that ability to bring that in. And a lot of it is using social media, getting your name out there, getting the word out there. It out there that this is what you do and being able to draw in clients that way. So now how long have you been making online courses?
I have been trying to work on this for 1.5 years now, but I'm only on Udemy since half of February, so it's not 3 months yet. Yeah.
And how would you say it's going so far then?
Excuse me?
How would you say it's going so far for you on Udemy? You think it's a promising opportunity?
I don't understand the first part of the sentence.
One more time. How is it going for you on Udemy?
Going very well.
Okay.
Yes, it's going very well. I have worked hard to get these 4 courses out as fast as I could. And now I can work on them every time to put more in it. And because I have tried to do some marketing myself by going into different Facebook groups, for instance, then you get higher ranked inside of Udemy, and then you get some sales from Udemy itself. It's not easy, but once it's going, it is going. And it's a wonderful feeling to be able to make these courses yourself. But it's half of February that I started on Udemy, but of course I worked 1.5 years before that on all these materials, on the software, on getting to know the software, things like that.
Okay, yes. Well, I think essentially it's not even 2.5 months, and for 4 courses, there are people who've barely been able to get up one in that amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're doing really well, Annika. You are doing really well. You're a very industrious person. Let's take a quick break here and come back and talk a little bit more with animator and artist Annika Kamstra. This is Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and we'll be back in a moment. Okay. Hello and welcome back to Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and today we are talking with animator and artist Annika Kamstra of Amsterdam in the Netherlands. She has four courses that you can take to learn how to do animation free, fast, and easy, inexpensively for yourself, how to make yourself a published author, how to put out animated videos, get dynamic stuff onto your websites. Her four courses are on Udemy, UDEMY.com. And Annika has been talking with me now about how she is using this experience at Udemy to provide some extra retirement income, because that's an option if you decide to be an entrepreneur. You don't have to settle for that Social Security check that the government gives you that doesn't really pay much. Annika?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I think that definitely would be very appealing to people who, because at 65, it's just, well, you're not dead yet.
No, right.
Yeah,
I
mean,
we're
living to be 165. I mean, you've got this energy and you want to go, you've got the time and the energy now to do things that you perhaps, you know, couldn't do in the previous 30 or 40 years.
Yeah. Yes.
And that would be great to have a little extra money.
What was maybe even the most important experience for me this last year has been such an experience in the sense that I have learned so much, because I've also not only made courses on Udemy, but I've also taken courses on Udemy, and I've been learning so much, and I have, it's somehow like my brains, you know, have come to life again, totally, and that is such a good feeling.
Yes. Oh, wow. I think that's really exciting to hear, because that's one of the pieces that entrepreneurship is supposed to be about. And it's really also wonderful to hear. I've been enjoying hearing women talk about how they're taking the things that they are doing, because I realize there's, you know, entrepreneurs are men and women, but typically we're only hearing about men who are in high tech. Mostly, that's what we're hearing about in terms of entrepreneurship. They've invented something such as that, and that's entrepreneurship. But there's so much more entrepreneurship that is going on out there and has gone on really from the beginning of time, finding a way to be able to make that extra income, that side hustle, and even to turn it into your main business, I think is absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
So,
and I think the
what
things
are your
that
plans?
You already
yeah.
are doing. Like,
yes.
I have a friend who does, I don't know how you say it, crocheting?
Crocheting?
You know, the thing with the needles and that you
yes.
make
crochet.
Socks?
Well, in English,
yeah.
we say crochet.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Or baking, or, you know, if you know a lot about, I don't know what you know a lot about, birds, or raising children. With all these subjects, you can, you know, this is knowledge what you have. If you have,
yes.
if you are, have a mother,
about
you have
caregiving.
A difficult child.
Yeah. Yes.
And that is something
it can be about
you can do
anything. There's so many opportunities and so many different things, because people assume that people already know how to do something. Well, they don't always, or it can be or seem very complicated, and people are looking for a way to be able to learn something at home without having to pay a university or college tuition that costs them a lot of money to yeah. learn a new skill, or to learn something that they can take and use to make money. Like, to have a course such as Explaindio boost your sales with animated video, that's appealing, because if someone can make their own animated videos and use it to boost their sales for whatever it is that they're selling,
yes.
that's a plus. And to not have to, yes. You know, especially if someone is going to work during the day, then they really don't have time to stop working and go to school. And
no.
it's easy if they can come home and on their own at their own pace. I think maybe we should explain to people too that on with the online courses, you take the course at your own pace.
Yeah. And that is beautiful because even if you can make only an hour or half an hour a day, if you really do that and you concentrate, the world goes open for you.
When you constructed these courses, Annika, how many lectures or lessons are there on average in each course?
good question. I think about 40. But some of them are very short. Most of them are about 5 or 6 minutes long. So that's also very nice about this system. You can say, well, let's do 3 lectures today only, you know, and then tomorrow I will do 3 more. So it's and sometimes the lectures are even 2 minutes long. Sometimes they are 10 minutes long. It's very different. By the way, they are all video lessons. Most of the times they are video lessons. In my courses, you can look over my shoulder what I do. Yeah? So you hear me talk, and then you see me point here, open this, take this picture, put it there. So you see me make these animations. And after that, you can do it too.
That's extremely helpful.
I want to make it as easy as possible. And I think I'm doing it.
Can you explain a little bit about Sparkall Video Scribe? I have never heard of it.
Okay. But I'm sure you have seen it because in advertising you see it a lot. That is where this is called whiteboard animation, and you see a hand draw people or draw words with a pen in it.
Oh!
That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Yes, then I have seen it. And that's something that someone can learn to do through your courses?
Very easily. Very easily.
Wow.
And it's because people say, that's my biggest challenge, I think. People say, I'm not creative. Or they say, I cannot draw. And with these sort of courses, you can make beautiful things without having to be able to draw. Or having to be able to be creative, because it's laid out for you. And still you can play with it in your own way. So I think that everybody is creative. It's just
that's something that I think you have said is part of your mission. You want to help people to understand that they are creative.
Yes. So, you know, I always compare it with writing. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, I cannot write or it's impossible to learn?
Yes, I've heard that a lot.
I just don't have it in me.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean writing letters and sentences. Well, that's the same with drawing. It's a question of learning. But start the easy way, I would say.
Yes, it's a question of just doing it.
Yes. And experiencing that it's not so difficult.
Yes. There was a movie once with Sean Connery called Finding Forrester, and he was teaching a young high school student, a young boy, to be to write. The boy wanted to be a writer. And he told him he just had to write. He had to sit at the typewriter and just type, not think. Not he had to just actually type and keep typing sentences. And sometimes it's, you know, sentences that don't make sense, but to write, to just type the sentences. The dog hopped over the fence, but, you know, to get
I have a tip for that.
Just write.
Barrett. In my writing course, in my outsourcing for Kindle course, in 7 Steps Published Author, it is a stepwise course, how you can make your book. But one of the things that I mention is that if you would write every day 750 words, there is even a website called like that, 750words.com. If that 750 words is just a little bit too much, That means that you start writing and you are halfway and you think, well, now I don't know nothing anymore to write about. And that's the moment that it starts. The moment that you get bored or that you want to look out of the window or that you think, what is my shopping list? Then you have to go on, because then the real magic happens. Then afterwards you can just go on and say, I know nothing to write. But when you go on and on, then there comes another level of what you're really thinking comes up. And if you do that every day, it becomes really a joy to do. In the beginning it's hard, but you really would have to do it every day, and you will find out in the end what you are really thinking.
I know that it is possible, because I have been doing the, I don't know if you know of the contest, NaNoWriMo, for the National Novel Writers Month, which is every November. And I've actually been the representative for the country of Denmark for it since 2004. Actually this will make my 11th year of that.
Uh-huh.
But it's a contest where you write a 50,000 word novel in 30 days.
Okay.
So it's 1,667 words a day. And
yes,
people actually make it. And some of the books written during this contest have become have won awards. Many of them have been picked up by large publishing companies. And
mm-hmm.
some of them have actually been made into films.
So,
so it's possible to, yes, if you sit down to do something. But I was interested,
yeah,
that you had you had posed a question I thought people should be aware of, that asking, is it really possible to make a professional sales animation in an hour? And you say, yes, it is. And you gave a fact that I think people need to know, that the power of videos is so huge that 85% of consumers are likely to first watch a product video and then set their mind on buying the product. So that's a reason to make an animated video.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It's also very faster, eh? You can look a short video with concentrated but still funny or nice content much faster than you read a whole article about something. So that's
yes,
one of the reasons why it is used so much. People also get used. If you go to a website, you really would like to see a video there.
Yes, people, they spend hours. Look at how many people spend hours watching cat videos on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing to do.
People are constantly watching music videos, cat videos, videos of people dancing. There's incredible power in videos, and that conversions for a product can increase by 50% when an engaging explanatory video is placed on a company website. So yet another reason to have an animated video on your website.
Yeah. Is that a question or?
No.
Say
I was just really amazed at those facts, because I wasn't really aware of them.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs even, need to be aware that this is a reason for them to get something. So other entrepreneurs should be taking your course.
Yes, absolutely. Because I have two sort of courses. I have the courses that you can start as a beginner and learn the software, one for Powtoon and one for Explainio. But I also have a course in how you can use these softwares to make money. And in this course, I have made the road, you can say, how you can do that. For instance, in detail, I have explained how you can start working on Fiverr.com, where people start working for $5. But you can
Fiverr, yes.
And
Fiverr.com.
Yeah, double R. Yeah, and it's also a very interesting site just to look at. And people start offering their services for $5. But if you have more things, for instance, you would make a video, a standard video for 30 seconds or 22 seconds, then people would pay you $5. But if you make it in HD and you have music to it and you have a voice to it and you make it longer, you might earn $80. You know, it starts at $5. But I have explained in detail how you can position yourself in Fiverr, or how you can make an ad in the Warrior Forum, or how you can use it to use ClickBank, you know, if you are, if you want to sell products on ClickBank, then these sort of animations are a perfect way to promote a product in a very short way.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to share with people before we go? I want, before you do, to remind people that if you want to take Annika's courses and you would like a discount, you can pay $19 instead of $97 if you use the code Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T. You can pay only $19 for any of the four courses that she has. So is there anything else you want to share with us before we end our time together?
Well, I just want to tell again, have fun and enjoy your life. Your life is yours, not somebody else's. And do the things that are good for you.
Yes.
So that's what I wanted to end with.
Thank you so much, Annika. I really enjoyed talking with you today. It was nice to have a little visit over, and I hope that it is beautiful there in Amsterdam. Are the flowers out yet?
Yes, yes. We have big, big fields of tulips that once a year that are endless kilometers long, different colors of tulips. And that's
beautiful
now.
Fields of colored tulips. Yeah, I was able to see. Oh yes, I have actually seen that in the spring times. Yes. Well, thank you for the conversation. Thank you for the insight,
too,
the information.
Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. I really, you are one of those gifted women entrepreneurs out there, and I really appreciate what you are contributing, and I want people to know about it. So be sure to check out Annika's courses, and you will find on the episode page for this broadcast, you will find links to her courses and to her main website. This has been Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and I look forward to you joining us again. Until then, have a wonderful day, everyone.